Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio. This is David Stegen, the reporter from FedScoop. I am out at the McAfee Public Sector Summit at the Ritz-Carlton out in Pentagon City. My guest is Charles Ross, the VP of North America Technical Operations for McAfee, and our kind host today at this great summit. Charles, we've had so many great talks today about security, continuous monitoring, all the stuff that goes with it. What things have jumped out to you today so far that have been talked about?
You know, I think one of the biggest themes we keep hearing over and over again is the fact that we've got to upgrade our frameworks. We've got to take a new look at our architectures. You know, it's clear that our scarce resource is funding right now, but our job of security is only increasing. So, you know, I've heard the same resonating theme of to get better, we have to readjust what we're doing in major ways. This wasn't a conference where we heard, you know, buy one new technology and everything goes away and you know, come back next year and we'll see what happens. This is a fundamental shift in what we're doing to adjust to the outside threats we have, but then the internal constraints we're dealing with from a funding perspective. And those two things are typically the biggest challenge points it seems like every discussion has tried to address.
Yeah, I know so much of what I've been hearing, at least, is, you know, nobody's saying, oh, you can just bolt in a security solution, you're going to be fine. It's, we got to change our architecture. We got to change our infrastructure. We have to change basically how we do everything in order to be secure.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, same thing. And, you know, and it may sound like a daunting task of forklifting and redoing, but I think it's an evolution task more so than anything else. I think what people are seeing is that we need to slow down on the let's just go buy for the sake of buying and let's go, you know, take care of this one, you know, specific threat using one specific tool. But, you know, we have to prioritize and figure out, you know, what's our best usage of the funding we have and are there better ways of distributing the funding across our infrastructure, and is it time to look at rehauling some of the parts and pieces? But the reality is we keep seeing over and over again that the bad guys are winning because they are coordinated and we are not coordinated in terms of our response against that. So having all these kind of tools sitting out there may be neat and fun, but you know, now it's coming down to the business aspect. And one of the panels today, a gentleman talked about how it's important to be a portfolio manager as much as it's important to be a CISO, in the sense that he's got to be able to look at his investments and justify them and be able to give good direction on what his future roadmap is going to look like, but be able to defend it against other IT spending projects. It's not just security fighting against security for how to spend it. It's security fighting against IT for why it should have extra dollars. And that's a big challenge if we don't have a good business case around it.
Now, obviously, McAfee, you guys are the cream of the crop, the big experts when it comes to security. Let's say I'm a government CIO, I'm a government CISO. You walk into my office, and I'm asking you, how can I protect stuff? What can McAfee do for me?
Yeah, my first answer would be, we've got to look at what you got. We've got to look at your existing investments and try to determine how do we take those and extend them further. I mean, oftentimes I walk in and they say, well, we're not doing enough. And I go look at the technologies they have, and they've only implemented partial pieces of a lot of those things. So I think now it's a matter of don't just go buy something new. Let's take, you know, stock of what we have, and then let's try to figure out how do we augment that. But we've got to look at it from the how is this going to leverage and extend what I own and not be this new silo that I have to manage. I mean, I think we've all recognized that this whole buy for, you know, one product at a time is cost and resource intensive, and we just don't have the time to fight one threat and use all our resources to do it. So, you know, we can't have eyes everywhere. So what we need is technology to work harder. So my advice would be look at your vendors and try to decide who's going to help me partner. And when I mean partner, sit down with me and help figure out where do I go from here using the tools I've got, using the resources I have, and help me map out a plan. You know, I've seen my role change over time from, you know, the guy that walks in and talks about a product to the guy that sits down and rolls up my sleeve and helps advise and be a consultant to my accounts that really are looking for guidance about what do I need to do more with the tools I have. And then when I buy new tools, tell me how they're going to work with what I have existing. If they don't, then give me a really good reason why I need to invest in this new architecture, which is really a new bolt-on to what I already have.
What's the biggest complaint that you hear from government agencies when it comes to security?
That we're not doing enough, that we don't have the right tools, that we're not catching the things we should catch, that we're still sitting here with the, you know, silently lurking attacker in our environment, and how come XYZ tool didn't pick it up, and, you know, why didn't we get to it sooner? The reality is there's just too much data out there for any one organization to consume it and process it. So, you know, they're challenged because they don't want to end up in a bad position where they have to justify a mistake. But I don't feel like they've made mistakes. I think they've done all the prudent things to do. The reality is the bad guys also recognize that, you know, as adjustments are made, they're going to modify techniques. So, you know, the biggest thing I hear is, you know, why didn't I catch that? Why didn't I know about it? And then the worst is, how has it been 2 years and I've got the best staff, the best technologies, and it still evaded all that? And it wasn't until some other event, you know, non-related, found this event. And it almost makes them feel like they've missed the boat, that they're not managing it in a methodical, pragmatic way if they're not finding the things that are sitting in their environment for long periods of time.
Well, this has been great, Charles. I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes talking security with us, and for also just putting together this great event you guys have had here today. FedScoop, we helped you out a little bit with it, but McAfee, really the engine behind everything that's happened today and the great discussions we've had.
Perfect. I appreciate the time, Dave.
Great. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. We'll see you tomorrow.